This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
All right, back here on the Joe Rose Show. And yes, like we're going to be doing every week, getting a little fancy football talk for you. And we're going to bring on Spencer Gilden, the Nose. He's at Spencer Nose on Twitter. He's our fantasy football expert here on the Joe Rose Show. Yeah, we were pumping you up before the break, Nose. And I know the Sam Bradford pick, that was definitely for me. I'm still looking for the Alex Smith stuff. I don't even know if I made that up or not. I'm not even sure if I made that up or not. But the Sam Bradford thing was for sure because I took him in my league, and he hit real hard for me. Nose, first off, good morning. Second off, thank you for the Sam Bradford hit.
Good morning to you, and it's absolutely my pleasure. How are you doing, Zach?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing a lot better because of Sam Bradford, that's for sure. And a lot of stuff going on after week one. It was a fun week one. And besides Bradford, how about the rookie running backs? And how about Alex Smith and guys like that? A lot of guys that we never thought might have like that big week or maybe take a couple weeks to get there. And with all that said, how about David Johnson and the loss for fantasy owners there?
The David Johnson injury is simply a bad nightmare for all their fantasy owners, Zach. It's a brutal one.
Yeah, no, David Johnson to me, number one pick or number two pick in just about all these season-long drafts. So losing a guy like that is going to hurt you, especially when he goes on IR, might miss up to 12 weeks. Maybe he'll be back after that eight-week IR when he gets pulled off. But how do you handcuff a guy like that? I know Chris Johnson was signed back, I think, to Arizona. Is he a viable option? Like, what do you do there if you're a David Johnson owner now?
Well, if you're a David Johnson owner, I guess you have to understand and come to peace with the fact that this is probably the worst fantasy injury I have ever seen, and I've been doing fantasy since the 90s. This is, as you said, the number one pick. Some people took Le'Veon Bell, and they're probably smiling ear to ear right now. But David Johnson was either the one or the two pick, and going out for basically the entire season, week one, I have to say is the worst injury I have seen for fantasy. In terms of what you do, Zone is going with a running back by committee with Kerwin Williams. And yes, you said Chris Johnson. I happen to like Chris Johnson as the pickup, but probably he won't be able to shine until a few more weeks because he's just going through the motions. Again, he got signed just a few days ago. Some good pickups this week were Javarius Buck Allen and Tariq Cohen of the Bears. If you're a David Johnson owner, don't quit. Don't get crazy. Hopefully you have a good few bench players that'll step up that you could fill in right now. But overall, if you're a David Johnson owner, I can't sugarcoat it. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's bad. And this is not the kind of injury, or not at least yet, where you're going to drop a guy and let him just be loose on the free agent market because someone will pick him up and stash him until later in the season with the possibility of him being back, maybe week 8, maybe by week 12 if that's the case. That's not the situation here, right? If you have him and you drafted him that early, you're just going to have to stick with him and keep that roster spot all season.
Yes, you can't drop him. Their coach is saying he'd be lucky if they got him back by Christmas. I don't think that's necessarily true. I think you could get him back by week 12 or week 13. And yeah, you can't drop him because if he comes back, he is the best fantasy running back, maybe besides Kareem Hunt, but that's a little bit of a joke. It's a little early on him. But if you have Kareem Hunt, man, you were talking about rookie running backs, that's an exciting one.
Yeah, no, there's a couple exciting rookie running backs out there. It's fun. It's fun to see them also because it just expands the list of running backs. Because normally, and we said, and I brought you, when we brought you on last week and talked about it, fantasy football has drastically changed over the last couple of years where you had to go running back, draft them if you're in a season-long league very early because you had to get those guys. And if you don't get the top dogs real early now, you might be able to wait a little bit. But fantasy has changed a lot, especially since me and you started, going to you for advice years and years ago with all that stuff. It has changed a lot. All right, what I want to do now is each week I want to just kind of pick the nose a little bit, and you give me a couple guys each week. Maybe it's for daily. Maybe it was for the weekly leagues if you have, when you're on FanDuel like I am. What are a couple guys from each position that we could focus on this week that might be good value and have good matchups if you're in a daily league?
All right, I'll spit some out for you, all right? Tonight, if you want some of this action, many of you guys down here don't have power. I just got mine back yesterday, and it's completely saving my life right now that I get to watch. So if you want your fix tonight, I think Andy Dalton, the ginger, will come back and have a big game. He looked pretty bad last week, but against Houston, who doesn't have a great defense right now, or at least a secondary, I recommend Andy Dalton if you want to get some action tonight. Also, Lamar Miller is a great play. Last week, the Bengals gave up 151 yards on the ground to Terrence West and Javaris Allen. Those are not fantastic running backs. Lamar Miller is not one of my favorite guys, but I do believe he'll have over 100 yards. So that's for tonight's game. But overall for the week, the QBs, let's go over them. I think, you know, Brady's going to have go nuts against the Saints coming off a loss. That's my big game where I think they're going to be 60 points on the board. I think that Carson Palmer is a great buy this week. He should have a bounce back week against a miserable Colts defense. And Jameis Winston, who didn't get to play last week against the Bears, he's going to be chomping at the bit to get it going and has a great week one matchup.
And what about, let's go to the running back position. Let's just go in order and let's see what else. I like the quarterback pick so far, but running back-wise, outside of the obvious, that would have been David Johnson this week. Who else do you think is going to have a big week?
Right. So in your FanDuel, if you want to spend some big bucks on the running back position, I'm actually going to give you some advice that you're going to say initially, I don't see it, but Ezekiel Elliott is going to be a great play this week. He's going against Denver, which everybody sees Denver and says, oh, that's the number one best defense. Well, they're good, don't get me wrong, but they're not what they used to be. I think he's going to have a great, great game, and I would recommend him over Le'Veon Bell if you're going to spend your money there. Ty Montgomery this week against Atlanta. That's another game that I believe is going to have just lots of scoring. It's a night game. It's going to be a big, big week for Ty Montgomery, and he's only going for about $5,800 on FanDuel. So take a look at him. And then Mr. Skittles himself, Marshawn Lynch, he's going to run all over the Jets defense. Man, he looked really good last week. I didn't know how he was going to look, but last week he looked strong. And I do expect him to find the end zone this week.
Yeah, I was surprised by Marshawn, you know, coming back from taking a season off and just kind of being out of everything. I didn't know what to expect from him. And he did look good last week. And I think he will get better as the season progresses. And for that Raiders offense, that's got to help out. If you're a David Carr owner, if you're thinking about getting him each week, or Amari Cooper or Crabtree, knowing that they have a very good or at least a good to very good running game for that offense. Because that offense looked very dynamic last year with Murray there. So I can only imagine if Lynch, you know, really picks it up during the season, they could be kind of go-tos each week, regardless, I think, of matchup-wise. Let's go to wide receiver. Who are some of the picks this week, wide receiver-wise, that you like?
Okay, the number one guy that I like that's a bit obvious is Brandon Cooks this week. Brandon Cooks is going back to New Orleans, and he's going to obviously just have a great game. This is the New Orleans Saints defense is just awful, and they have been for years, and it's just quite obvious and easy to say that Brandon Cooks against his old team with Brady coming off of a loss, this just seems like a home run. I have him having a very, very big game.
I'm going to give you a little Twitter love real quick. He's on Twitter, at Spencer Knows, by the way. If you have any questions for him, keep going with your wide receiver stuff.
Got a few more for you. I got your Miami Dolphins, Devontae Parker, is going to start his dominance in L.A., and Joe will be there to witness it live. This kid's electric, and I see Cutler targeting him much like he did Alshon Jeffrey in Chicago. He loves to go to the athletic, tall receiver that could go get the ball. Your boy, Devontae Parker, is going to start it up this week. And I know, you know, he came off a great game, but Stephon Diggs for Minnesota again, so that's good for news for you to start Bradford in your two-quarterback league.
Oh, yeah.
Because Stephon Diggs is going to have another big game over there.
That's nice to hear as well. I like Minnesota's offense right now. What's going to happen if Bradford keeps this up? What's going to happen with Teddy Bridgewater? Teddy Bridgewater is just going to be sitting there even when he gets back, whether it's in 2 months or at the end of the season, whatever the case may be. Bradford earning that job there and keeping that job, not just playing there, but playing well. So it's fun watching him play out there. What about tight ends? You have any tight end picks this week?
Well, I want to go back to one thing. Let's not get too excited about Sam Bradford.
Okay.
He played against the Saints, and he's got a decent matchup in Pittsburgh, where Joe Hayden's not playing so well. And that's why I love Stephon Diggs. But we're not going to get blow up.
Not,
you know,
go crazy over him. Okay, I'm going crazy over him, but I shouldn't. I got you.
Okay, I didn't want to get too excited about it. I actually like, in terms of tight end, I like Cameron Brate for the Buccaneers against the Bears. He's a nice low-end buy, and I think Jameis has a very good comfort with him. O.J. Howard will end up getting a lot of targets there, but for week one, that's my tight end play. And Zach, I have actually, we're gonna feature a nose pick of the week.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Let's do it.
Well, I'm gonna try to get you. This is a type of player that is not an obvious player to start, but a good DFS buy. And if you have a player that is a flex option, I'm gonna try to give you guys a not so obvious play. So my nose week, my nose pick of the week is Chris Hogan, the holster himself. He's a big boom-bust play this week, but just like I had said, the Pats have a beautiful matchup. And with Danny Amendola out, I just think that Brady's going to go over 300 yards, and Cooks and Hogan should get theirs. I'm expecting Chris Hogan to have over 100 yards, a long touchdown, and let's find out if that's going to be a nose pick of the week or a nosebleed.
Yeah, let's hope it's not a nosebleed. I'm going to have to pick him up in my FanDuel account. At Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E. At Spencer Nose, a big fantasy guy, my fantasy expert for years. Helped me out, win a bunch of leagues. Lots of guys on Twitter also tweeting in about the fact that the guru Nose is on Joe Rose Show. We'll bring you on every week here on Thursdays, normally in that 9:20 slot, but since we had King Steve Shapiro on today, we bumped you back a little bit, but we'll keep you on. You could tweet to him, and you could also hashtag Nose on Twitter, and we'll get some questions going next week for people out there that need a little fix, that need to get a little fantasy fix from the Nose. Spencer, have a great day. I'm glad your power's back on, and hopefully we'll both be watching some football tonight, and I won't be calling you for updates.
No problem. Hey, if you need a place to stay and watch the game, I'm here.
I like when the Nose is open like that. Good stuff there. Spencer, we'll talk to you next week, bud.
Have a great one, guys.
All right. At Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E. We'll get your fantasy football fix here every week here. Joe's connection in L.A. got a little messed up, so we just let him go instead of getting frustrated because, he would ask Nose about kickers and stuff like that, so we let him kind of get off that way. Like I said, we'll do fantasy football talk here every week here on the Joe Rose Show. We'll bring on Spencer. Spencer's great. If you need to tweet him, at Spencer Knows on Twitter as well. Joe Rose will be back with us tomorrow here on the show from L.A., which is surprising. Consensus in the back, Hollywood in the back. Joe Rose signing on air this morning at 2 a.m. Your percentage of that happening was what, Hollywood? What did you think that would end up being?
I actually thought today it'd be 100%.
Really?
Tomorrow is interesting.
Tomorrow's the interesting one? Now, I think Marino's up there, and I think Garfinkel's up there. So there's going to be like a dinner. You know that there's going to be some wine flowing tonight, I'm sure. Do you think tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. we'll be hearing from Joe Rose, or will it be a little later than 6 a.m.?
No, he'll be there tomorrow.
He will be. Okay.
Joe's a gamer. He shows up.
Joe Rose will be back with us tomorrow here on the show. Dolphins kick off their season Sunday in L.A. on WQAM. Whittingham and Crowder host Countdown to Kickoff at noon. Jimmy, Joe, Bob, and Bo call the game against the Chargers at 4:05 on QAM and KISS 99.9. Big O coming up next. He'll also have the fifth quarter show with Troy Stratford after your game, taking your calls. Don't forget, you could also listen to the game on the TuneIn Premium app. Thanks to Steve Shapiro, Brian Billick, and the Nose, Spencer Gildan, today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Joe Rose will be in L.A., and he'll be on at 2 a.m. live. That'll be interesting. Speak to you tomorrow.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.